Hi, welcome back to another Daily Dose. Today we're going to be talking about the future hope that God promises us in His Word. We're going to talk about this using two verses in 1 Peter. The first verse is 1 Peter 1:3, which says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." I love how Peter opens up these verses by blessing the Lord. Usually we give a blessing to people we know, or we say, oh, we're so blessed with our family or our home or the food on our table. But he takes time as a sinful man, and we have that same opportunity to bless a holy God. The fact we get to do that is overwhelming. And it also gives hope because it speaks of a sweet relationship we have with the Lord. Because of His mercy, ours is a living hope that started with Jesus, and it continues forever because He continues forever. And it's something to look forward to. The second verse we're going to talk about is 1 Peter 1:13, which says, "Therefore, preparing your minds for action, be sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." This verse is so great. It starts with two imperatives, and then it gives us a command. So we're going to look at the command first. So the command here is that Christians fix our hope completely on the grace that will be brought to us. And in order to do that, we're going to respond in two ways. The first way is we're going to prepare our minds, and then the second way, we are to be sober-minded. So preparing our minds basically means setting our mind on heavenly things. That is how we prepare for the living hope and the hope that is coming back. In this world, it's really hard to focus on heavenly things when we have so many earthly distractions. And then the second command says to be sober-minded. That means to not be extreme, to know what we're talking about, to be at the ready. I don't know about you, but for me, this has been such a strange season. For some people, that's been just wrapped in isolation and loneliness. In order to prepare our minds and to be sober-minded, we need other people. Because the hope that these verses aren't talking about isn't the hope that was in the world before we became Christians. It's not just the hope we had when we accepted Christ, but it's the hope of His coming return that we have to look forward to. So we need to be prepared. If you find yourself needing to be surrounded by people who challenge your thinking and encourage your thinking and point you to the living hope, please get connected here. We would love to pour into you because we all need each other. We're so excited about the hope that's going to be returning soon, and we want to be a people that are completely and totally prepared. Have a great day.